salt that has lost its savor. What do they need? Oh, they don't want to talk about that, but what do they need? They need a sacrifice. They need to sacrifice self. They need a sacrifice. And with that sacrifice, they need salt. Not salt that has lost its savor, but they need salt, the right doing that is defined in Christ's word. They need salt. They need the righteousness of Christ. They think they have righteousness, but in its place they are teaching unrighteousness. They refuse to acknowledge their need, so they cannot have God's grace. Testimonies to Ministers 5:19, paragraph 3. But God urges one more thing. He urges that they be partakers of His grace. In other words, He's telling them, acknowledge your need. And one of the needs that you have is to come away, turn away from a heathen system that promotes rivalry, self-seeking, and a desire for the highest place. And at every turn, every heathen church today, and that's all of them, every heathen denomination, and that's all denominated churches on the face of the earth today that profess to be Christian, in one way or another, they are still promoting the argument in their rivalry. Who is the greatest? And they give their accolades to those they define as being the greatest. And in the day of God, it will be seen that those that the heathen churches have defined as being the greatest among them will be regarded by heaven as being the least and disqualified for eternal life in God's holy city. Next week, we'll continue on in Desire of Ages, page 439, paragraph 4, in the chapter, Who is the Greatest? There's so much here in this chapter, and Christ isn't just speaking for the first advent. He's speaking to His Christian Seventh-day Adventist disciples as we approach the second advent of Christ itself. And He's trying to teach them how to be His disciples. Let's kneel for prayer and close our Sabbath worship for today. Father, we thank You for another tool today as we've studied in the chapter, Who is the Greatest? A tool to understand, to be able to discern heathen Laodiceans in their heathen distinction from Christian Seventh-day Adventists. It's a very important topic, we know, because You covered it so much and so often and given us so many tools to understand, that You would not have us be ignorant on the subject of heathen Laodiceanism in its Sabbath polluting with idolatry, or heathen Babylonianism in its Sunday keeping with idolatry. You would have us keep Your Sabbath holy, holy, and not be wrapped up in one of the heathen Sabbaths of either Laodiceanism in one ditch or Babylonianism in the other ditch. So we praise Your name and thank You that You give us Your word, that between these two ditches we might walk the narrow way, and that we might understand the heathen Laodiceans and the heathen Babylonians when they try to get us to slide into their ditches. You have come among us, Lord, again this Sabbath day then, and we thank You for it as we see You in Your word to us today. I will restore health unto thee, You say, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, You say. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. And this You have done again and again and again. And to this we say thank you, and thank you again. We ask for all that goes with being Christians, the safe travel and the increase of an understanding of our need, and the overcoming throughout this next week. We ask for these blessings, that they attend us and that we recognize Christ in our life. We also pray for our enemies and for those that are Christless. And we ask, Lord, that you work with them in regard to Jeremiah and 30 and verse 17. If they will receive of you, we ask that their health be restored and that they be healed of their wounds. As you have healed us, all of us from heathenism, and continue to do so, we say, so say we all that you heal them as well. Because indeed, there but by the grace of God we were, and you're still, I'm sure, bringing us out of this heathen world. So we not only pray for ourselves in regard to the safety that we've asked for in this coming week, but we pray for it in regards also to our neighbors, our enemies, and by our loved ones, our family and friends, who have no desire for God at this time. Create in them a place in their heart that it now has been filled by our enemy. Create in them a void because the enemy is cast out, and in this void, we ask that Christ's presence dwell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you for Sabbath worship today. Thank you, because without your presence, it would be not as full as it was. Thank you for Sabbath worship. Thank you for your fellowship and your testimonies. Goodbye for now, and we'll see you all next Sabbath.